Praise the Lord, radio listeners. Call your neighbors and tell a friend that Old Landmark Holiness Church is on the air. Welcome to Old Landmark Holiness Church, True Gospel Broadcast. Our address is 2903 Ramsey Avenue, Dallas, Texas 75216. Our phone number is 214-942-5904. You may also reach us via email at olhcministry@outlook.com or on the web at www.olhcministry.com. You owe it to yourself to join us for one of our services. Our service nights are Tuesday and Friday nights at 7:30 p.m., Sunday school at 9:45 a.m., and 11 a.m. worship. During the broadcast, if you need prayer, please call 214-384-6178. And now, let us open up our ears and hearts to the Word of God from our pastor, Charles E. Hill II.
Come on, somebody. Don't come to Jesus with a, these preachers need to stop lying. You ain't got to have money to come to Jesus. I'm telling you, Jesus didn't come out of a good home. He come out of a town of Nazareth, amen. They said, is anything good come out of Nazareth? I want you to know, amen, you can find heaven right here on earth. Yeah, if you can just get down here to Old Landmark Holiness Church. Yes, Lord, where we lifting up the name of Jesus. Well, where we calling holy, holy. And we let the devil know, you can't stay here. You can come by, but you can't stay here. Because when we put the word on the devil, wow, the devil's got to hit the door and go. How many know that's right today? He might come, but he won't stay. But that's what I'm glad for the Holy Ghost. You can come, and you'll stay. Woo! Well, glory! Hallelujah. That's what the devil will do. He'll come by. Oh, but he ain't going to stay. That's the devil. But see, you can come to the Lord. Boy, he'll give you some rest. Man, oh, my God. Oh, glory. Whoa, my God. That's something to shout about. Just for the fact that I know that I can lay down and get a good night's sleep. I can go to sleep with the Lord on my mind. My God. Ever since I came. Hallelujah. Ever since I came, I'm so glad I came. Ever since I came, I done got a good night's sleep. My God, even when I lost my, first we lost my dad, my God, I was hurting so bad. But I want to thank God, my God. I want to thank God some way, somehow, I actually found myself and went to sleep. Crying unto the Lord. When my mother died, same day, I cried and cried. But I cried myself to sleep. And woke up, I almost had to remember, that's oh, mom and dad passed. That's how good God will bless you to sleep. I had to wake up the next morning and remember that my parents had passed. Well, ever since I came, I ain't had nothing but joy. Well, thank you, Jesus. Ever since I came, I'm not telling you I ain't had a fight with the devil, but I want you to know I've had joy when I've been fighting the devil, amen. And if you ain't fighting the devil, I want you to know you ain't on the Lord's side. If the devil ain't mad at you, you need to check yourself. If the devil ain't fighting at you, you need to check yourself. But I'm glad that I keep the devil mad and I keep God happy with me. Well, glory. I'm glad the devil stayed mad. That's why I say he'll drop by. Yeah, but he ain't gonna stay. See, but the Lord wanna save you to stay. He wanna save you to keep you. He wanna come. He wants you to come so he can keep you. I never knew that I could ever stop lying, cussing, cheating, stealing. Yeah, Lord. Cheating. I ain't ever think I was gonna get married. What? Get married. Oh, that was the last thing I was going to do. But see, the Holy Ghost will change everything about you. Man, I went from wanting a sports car, but like I said, I need a family car because I'm going to have a family. Amen. God will change everything about you. He'll change your craving. Brothers, you'll stop shopping for them tight clothes. Glory to God's name. Sisters, you'll stop shopping for them tight dresses. I want to say glory to God's name. Hallelujah. He'll change the way you shop for clothes. You know one store ain't got what you got. I don't shop there no more. When you get saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, he lose some of the shopping we used to do. We lose sight on some of them stores. No, they got all that stuff there. Well, let's just tell the truth. They got all them nasty clothes in there. That's what it is. But I'm glad the Lord changed everything. He'll change the way you wear your hair. Yes, he'll change it. Yes, he will. You'll take the devil's hair off and wear your hair. Oh, glory. Yes, brothers, you will get a haircut. You'll look like a man of God. Yes, you will. I know what I'm talking about. I ain't always been saved. I used to wear a hot top fade, but I'm glad when I got saved, the Lord got in me, my God, and I found some clippers, and I cut my hair because it was time to do what God said. It's time for you to come. Wow, glory. Yes, Lord. I want you to know the Lord will deliver you and set you free. You ain't got to go around looking like you, looking and acting like you, acting and being like you, being and feeling like you, feeling. Yeah, misery is out there. But if we have hope in this life only, glory, we are men most miserable. Thank you, Jesus. I'm glad today for the Lord. I'm glad. I'm glad I got saved. And I'm glad I didn't go to school to get saved. Well, talk good about it. No, nobody didn't tell me what to say. Yeah, it was snot in my nose. I was crying. I was crying out. Yes, I was. It was snot all in my nose. It was tears flowing, amen. I started asking the Lord, Lord, come into my life and save me, Lord. I said, Lord, I'm tired of the world, amen. And you got to get tired of that world. Let's see, when you get tired of the world, you'll come to Jesus, amen. You ought to get tired of that. You ought to get tired of waking up that same way. But when I wake up in the morning, I wake up with joy. Woo! When I wake up in the morning, I wake up with peace. My God, it don't even matter what kind of bills I got, I wake up with happiness. Hallelujah. I want you to know you come to the Lord, you'll wake up a new creature. You won't wake up in the morning the same way. Oh, I'm talking about the Holy Ghost. I ain't talking about this stuff. Some of these church folk just go to church, amen, and they really ain't got what they supposed to have. No, I'm talking about power with God. That's why Jesus said, ye shall receive power. Amen. That's what he said, Acts 1 and 4. Ye shall receive power. We ain't going to receive it after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. See, this thing is, something got to happen first before you get power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. That's why he's saying, come. He want to clean you up real good. See, he don't want to make you an instrument of the world. He want to make you an instrument of God. Yeah, see, because nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure having his seal. Amen? Amen. You see, because in a great house, there are vessels of wood and earth and gold and silver, some unto honor and some unto dishonor. Amen. But I want you to know, amen, you let God come into your life and God will polish you up like fine gold and fine brass and fine silver. Amen. God will clean your life up so much so people will never believe that you ever said one thing wrong in your life. Matter of fact, people look at you and say, you don't understand what I'm dealing with. But I'm going to tell you, they don't understand. We all have been sinners. But I heard Sister Barry say this morning, we don't look like what we've been saved from. How many know he'll deliver? That'll show you he'll deliver, won't he? Yeah, if you only knew what many of us used to do. And that's why we don't want to give nobody no idea sometimes. Sometimes we don't testify on everything. How many know that's right? We ain't trying to give nobody no copy and paste, amen, over here. How many know that's right? We ain't trying to have nobody copycat us. Some stuff we don't even talk about. You know why? Because we done came. Oh, how many glad you came? Woo, my. How many know? I mean, it's joy when you come to the Lord. It's joy over in the Holy Ghost. It's joy over here in Jesus. Yes, Lord. That's why men, you got to come out of your darkness. Amen. Sin is darkness, and you got to come out of darkness. Sin, amen, the wedges of it is death. You got to come out of darkness and come over here where Jesus is. Where is Jesus? He's standing over here in the light, and I heard the Lord say, come to the light, amen, and come out your sin. You ain't got to stay where you are. You can come. He love you. The Lord love you. Stop looking at church folk that really ain't living right. And come on over here to Old Landmark Holiness Church. You'll see a real witness over here. Amen. You won't see no pretenders. Folk look like what they testifying about. We ain't got nothing in the closet. I'm telling y'all, my closet is saved. Woo! Yeah, my toolbox is saved. I got a tool bag. My tool bag is saved. I got a red toolbox I had ever since I went to ATI to learn air conditioning. And I still got that red toolbox, and my toolbox is still saved. My God. Yeah, the trunk of the car is even holy. Yeah, I'm glad I ain't got that kind of salvation. When I come to a stop, beer cans roll out front of my seat. I'm glad I'm saved today. Yes, Lord. I'm glad I came. Boy, I'm gonna tell you, the Lord cleaned me up good. I had some old pictures and I had some old notes from some girls, and I went home and got filled with the Holy Ghost, and it was time to get godly. It was time to clean up everything. You know why? Because I couldn't keep living. Amen. Still looking back at them pictures that them old girls sent me when they was in their little swimsuit. It was time to live for the Lord. When you get saved, you got to get saved and stay saved. Get rid of everything that ain't like God. That's right, you got to get rid of his picture. You got to get rid of her picture. This is my first love. Get rid of it. You want to stay with God, you got to get rid of that stuff. Jesus said, take my yoke. He didn't say, take her note. He didn't say, take her picture, his picture. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. You get saved, then it's time to learn. See, it ain't over. You get saved. First, you need to come. It ain't over. When you come, it's just beginning. Then we're going to teach you how to live this life. We're going to teach you how to live holy. We're going to teach you what please God and what don't please God. Amen. And we're not going to teach you what we think. We're going to show you what's in the Word of God. Amen. Because it ain't what Elder Hill thing. I'm not preaching Hill doctrine. It's God's God. It's God's doctrine. It's God's Word. Let every man be a lie, but let God be true. Amen. Say, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Amen. And I heard
John say. Thank you for listening to Old Landmark Holiness Church, True Gospel Broadcast. Tune in again next Monday at 10:15 a.m. You can join us for one of our services Tuesday and Friday night at 7:30 p.m. Sunday morning prayer at 9 a.m. Sunday school at 9:45 a.m. and Sunday morning worship at 11 a.m. Our address is 2903 Ramsey Avenue, Dallas, Texas, 75216. Our phone number is 214-942-5904. For prayer, you may call 214-384-6178. Our pastor is Pastor Charles E. Hill II. And until next time, may God bless you and keep you.